ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, February 28th at 9 a.m. Item number one is call to order, so I am calling the meeting to order. Item number two, approval of the minutes from the January 31st, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three is public comments. If there's anybody that would like to come up and give us up to 3 minutes, we'll give you a chance to speak to us. All right, seeing none, we will move on to award of contract of the Scanlonville Multi-Use Path Extension of Mount Pleasant Way. And I will defer to Ms. Marcy.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
This project is for a multi-use path extension along Wingo Way and Mathis Ferry Road to Fifth Avenue. It includes the surveying, right-of-way acquisition services, civil engineer design, landscape architectural design of the Pocket Park, and permitting assistance services. Staff recommends contracting with StanTech Consulting Services Incorporated, one of the town's on-call engineering services firms, in the amount of $150,356 to perform this work.
Okay. Committee?
Gary?
Go ahead, Brenda.
Marcy, this is to cover, that piece has already been approved, that piece of the Mount Pleasant Way?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, the project in general has been approved by council, and we're piecemealing it throughout the community where opportunities exist. This particular project, and if it's okay, we can invite up our staff liaison to it, but this particular project, what helped this project to go before others was the community support and involvement. So that's why you're seeing this part of Mount Pleasant Way coming before really some others.
And can you remind me how long that piece is that we're talking about for this one?
This one? Can we invite up Mr. Aton from Transportation?
Absolutely.
He's the staff transportation liaison.
Good morning. This segment is 2,400 feet long and will connect to the existing multi-use path on Wingo Way. And as was stated, there's a pocket park next to the fire station that's proposed with surveying. And then in addition to that, and why this is a little bit more expensive, is at the Fifth Avenue and then the connector road there by the church, there's some proposed roadway improvements there to better delineate the pedestrian crossings through there. I'm sure if you drive through there, there's very high speeds that continue off of Mathis Ferry. So it's a sort of re-intersection design for those two intersections.
For the benefit of our citizens and for those of us, what exactly is a parklet?
We get this question quite a lot. So a parklet is, it's simply a small park. And along the Mount Pleasant Way, we're looking to install these where they're feasible to highlight things within the community, whether it's a cultural or natural resource, highlighting heritage. In this case, the parklet that's shown in red is actually being pursued by the East Cooper Civic Club as the Prayer House Parklet. That's not included as part of this project. They're pursuing that independently. But the yellow is a parklet that the town's proposing. We do own that property. And the thought at this point was to install sort of a passive act workout area with pull-up bars, dip bars, things like that. And we'll kind of get a little bit in more detail as we pursue the design.
Good idea.
If we thought it was a good location right next to the fire station, they could use it as well.
Good idea. And I like the idea of having those pull-up bars and stuff like that, because a lot of people like to run and or walk, and they like to exercise the same, just like our park down at the foot of the bridge. All right. Anything, Howard?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the only thing I would add is this area is used extensively for walkers and runners all along Mathis Ferry Road, and to line it up with the already installed sidewalk area along Wingo Way to get to our waterfront park is just fantastic. So I'm all excited about getting it done.
Good.
One last question.
Yes, ma'am.
Just one last question. And so the consulting, these are what? These are like architects or engineers or?
Yes, they're part of our on-call transportation group of private engineers specializing in this area.
This is stuff that we just don't do in-house. We just...
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, it's more economical for us to, and more expeditious for us to seek private help.
All right, thank you. Sorry.
And Mr. Chairman, I might add, I think at our last meeting, we actually approved the on-call engineers, and this was happens to be one of them. So it was by selecting them, actually, at our last meeting, it allows us to expedite this work.
Okay. All right. Anything further? Do we have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned. Started the day off good. Let's hope some people aren't long-winded.